From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Thanksgiving is officially now less than a week away, which means preparations for the holiday should be well underway. If you're like me, the home is clean and ready for visitors, the turkey is getting prepared for brining, the menu's been selected, and the ingredients purchased. Just kidding, I haven't found a moment to begin even the most minimal of prep work, and while I can't say for certain, I imagine the situation is much the same for News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams. But even amid the monotony of our day-to-day responsibilities, the chaos that can come with the arrival of out-of-town friends and family, and just the daunting amount of overall prep work that lies ahead, Williams relishes the Thanksgiving holiday and reminds us to remember that all those things that can make our lives chaotic are often inextricably linked with what makes it all worth it and what we have to be thankful for, as she tells us in this week's Encore essay.
Hard to believe it waited so long to attack. It's been quietly lurking at the edges of my consciousness for weeks now, skulking and sneaking, only occasionally muttering low threats. Though I'd been able to ignore it for the most part, last night, when I was sound asleep, it crept to the edge of the bed, drew itself up to its full height, flung open its cloak, and bellowed, "Thanksgiving!" Ever since, my nerves have been a bit jangly. Reality, delivered like a bucket of cold dishwater to the face, does serve its purpose, especially for a sometimes procrastinator like me. Rather than choosing recipes, scrubbing, and laying in supplies, I've been studiously ignoring the fact that we've invited my loved ones to gather at our house to feast. Yet now, with the big event just days away, am I prepared? Is my house clean? The turkey brining? Not bloody likely. It's not that I don't like the holiday. In fact, it's close to my favorite, a day centered around food, what's not to love. But still, I've been dreading it. Things on our little homestead have been ridiculously complicated of late, and it's all we can do to keep the laundry folded. No, wait, we can't even do that. It's been getting done thanks to Roger's industrious mom, who's visiting us. In the last few months, we've been doing hospice care for one dear dog while welcoming another into the household. She's a foundling who happens to be deaf, so there's the whole learning doggy sign language thing going on, too. My laptop's hard drive died. So did the dryer, the stove, and my car's battery. The kids are busier than ever with swimming lessons, rugby practice, and piano lessons. But am I complaining? No, no, and no. The very things that make my life so chaotic are what make it worth living. Our healthy, scrappy, happy boys, our extended family, work we love, the ragtag menagerie with whom we share our falling down house, music. So yeah, my Thanksgiving prep has been woefully inadequate. The tablecloth will be stiff from line drying outside, and we'll have to make the turkey on the grill. But I'm hoping that before we dig in, when we pause to count our blessings, hearing my list will help our guests forgive me. Well, that and a nice pitcher of tangerine sangria.